It's 8:29 on your Wednesday morning, and you've seen around town a lot of businesses that are looking for employees because there's a shortage of employees, and War Memorial Hospital is struggling to fill some spots too, and they've started a new program there, and we're on the phone with Marion Van Sobren. She's the Senior Director for Outpatient Clinics at War Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Marion. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mark. I'm good, thank you.
Great. So tell us a little bit about this. You've got a program called a Medical Assistant Training Program. First of all, what is a medical assistant?
A medical assistant is typically what most people think is maybe the nurse in the office setting. Mm-hmm. They're there to assist the provider. They're the ones that put you in a room, take your vital signs, medical history. And the duties can vary depending on the type of practice that they're in. We do have nurses, but these medical assistants help them, and a lot of people refer to them as nurses, but they're really medical assistants.
So what would be the difference between a medical assistant and, say, an RN or an LPN or another nursing member?
A medical assistant doesn't have the intense training that an LPN or an RN would have, but they do have training, and they are very capable of doing that job in the office.
So again, like I kind of said as we started here, like a lot of other businesses around town, you have a shortage of nurses, and that's why you're trying to train these medical assistants?
Yep, there's definitely a shortage of LPNs as well as medical assistants, and honestly, RNs for that matter. We used to have Lake State provided LPNs to us through their program, but when they stopped that, we no longer had any sort of feeding system into our LPNs. So we worked to get medical assistant and get this program up and going. So we've done one group already, and we're on our second group, and we're hoping for a third group to start in July.
So these people would basically do the similar work as far as like a what would they do as they bring in the people into an office or a clinic or whatever?
They're the ones that come in and take your vital signs, ask you all those questions that you hate to have asked.
Right.
They put you in the room. They give the doctor all the details. If you call the office, they're the ones that you probably talk to if you have any concerns or you need medication refills or any of that stuff.
So how long does this program take if somebody was interested and they say, well, that sounds maybe a great opportunity, a great career path? How long does it take?
The entire program is about a year long, but it varies. We have a formal classroom style training, and then we have the clinical training that goes along with it. And then they have a mentor for a year. So it's an apprenticeship program where they're in it for a year, but we pay all the formal education. We pay them to attend the classes, and we pay them through all their clinicals. So it's a great opportunity. It's basically on-the-job training. And some people are done with their formal education pretty quickly, but we put them in a classroom here, and they go through that. And some, it takes a little longer, and that's okay. It just depends on their learning style and technique, or maybe their background. Maybe someone came in with some medical background where others haven't. So we let them progress how it best suits them.
We're talking to Marion Van Sobren, and she's the Senior Director for Outpatient Clinics at War Memorial Hospital. We're talking about their Medical Assistant Apprenticeship Program. Marion, who would be an ideal candidate for this program? Who are you looking for?
We're mostly looking for someone that just has a passion and wants to help others and want a fulfilling career, people skills. And maybe it's someone who started college and college wasn't for them, and now they're trying to find something different. Or maybe it's a mom that's been in a lot of different careers but wants a change, and this is a great opportunity for anybody.
So I was going to ask, is there an age limit or whatever? But it sounds like no. You even somebody that maybe is older on in life or whatever, maybe is an empty nest or whatever like that could do this.
Absolutely, it's anybody that just has that passion. That's all we're looking for. Hmm.
So, how would a person, if they're listening or thinking, man, I'd like to find out more about this? Where would they find out more information? And again, how would they apply for the opportunity to do this apprenticeship?
We have some information on our Facebook page at War Memorial Hospital, and then also they can go to wmhos.com www.ecolabs.org. That's our website, and they can go on there and apply for a position.
So once you say it's about a year program or a little bit more than a year or whatever for them to go through and do the apprenticeship, once they're done, do they have to make a commitment to working at War Memorial Hospital for a period of time?
Yes, they do. It's about a two-year commitment after that, so a total of a three-year commitment to us. And it's a great opportunity. We have great benefits. We have competitive wages. So,
and this may be a good way for somebody, maybe somebody who's younger, whatever, wants to maybe try this out and is maybe thinking about a medical career. It gives them a little bit of training. That gives them a little bit of hands-on stuff. And then perhaps a few years down the road, they might want to go on and become an RN or something like that. Is that a goal too?
Absolutely. Those are we like those too. And I usually have a lot of hours in the practices, so I can work around college schedules, et cetera. So I keep them working while they go to college if they're interested.
So you said you've gone through a couple cycles of this program so far right now?
We've had one cycle that is completed, but not through their year, but they've done all their formal education, and they're working clinically right now. And then we have another group that's in the formal education right now.
And you're looking to start another one. About how many people are you looking to fill that next program?
For the next program, we would like 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. And if we have more interest in that, then we'll start another program shortly after that. So 4 to 6 is about all our classroom can hold, and it also gives us the time that we need to spend with them on a one-to-one basis. So.
And the classes are right there at the campus at War Memorial Hospital?
Yep, they sure are.
And who teaches? Is it just other nurses that teach this program, or do you have formal educators that come in? Or how?
We actually have some of it is some online classroom, but you still do it here with us. Mm-hmm. And then we have a bunch of different nurses that teach different skills throughout the time that they're here with us.
It sounds like a really good opportunity. And again, you said it's a paid apprenticeship, so I would imagine there's a little bit of a background check or whatever that you got to make sure that this person is going to be worth making sure that you're paying them and they're going to commit to doing the program while you're paying them. But it sounds like it's a really good opportunity for somebody that's really looking for a great career.
It is. It's a great opportunity, and we look forward to anybody that would be interested in it. If they want more information, they can just let us know.
Just go on the Facebook page. Is there a number that they should call or a way to contact you or whoever's in charge of the program?
It should all be on our website and Facebook page.
Perfect. Anything else? Anything else you want to add in there, Marion, before we let you go for the day? I know you're a busy person and lots of things going on, but this sounds like a great program. But anything else you want to add we didn't touch on?
Nope. I think we've pretty much hit everything. I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today, and hopefully we'll get some candidates.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, like I always tell David John whenever we talk to him and anybody for War Memorial Hospital, we appreciate everything that the hospital does for our community. We're very fortunate to have such a fantastic facility like War Memorial Hospital in our community. And again, I can speak from experience. It's a great place to work. My wife works for War Memorial Hospital, and she loves it and is enjoying it. And it's a great business and a great community partner. And we're glad to help put some spotlight on this program. And hopefully, like you said, get some people interested in getting into that medical assistant apprenticeship. So thanks so much for joining us this
morning,
Marion.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Yep, Marion Van Someren, the Senior Director for Outpatient Clinics from War Memorial Hospital, joining us here this morning on 1230 WSOO.